This podcast is intended to support UK healthcare professionals with education. The information provided in this podcast is not a substitute for professional medical advice or treatment, and patients are encouraged to consult healthcare providers, including nurses, for any medical questions or concerns.
Welcome to Stoma and Continence Conversations from Coloplast Professional, where healthcare professionals and experts by experience discuss the latest hot topics in the worlds of stoma, continence care and specialist practice. I'm Hannah Patterson. I've worked in specialist care and I'm currently the Ostomy Care Associate Education Manager at Coloplast. This time I am joined by the LEGO Group to talk about their newest character, Sarah.
We have been on a mission to make sure that we're actually representing the world around the kids that we're talking to when it comes to designing our play experiences. We have a really amazing team of very dedicated designers that are coming up with new ideas for how we can represent different types of people around the world. It's a theme based in a place called Heart Lake City, and there are characters in that city who are normal pedestrian civilians of the city. They're a group of friends, and then there are characters that interact with this main group of friends.
Hello and welcome to this very special podcast. I have two very exciting and very special guests with me today. The first one joined me, has joined us on a podcast before. It is the lovely Hannah, another Hannah. I know that we're going to get very confusing today. So Hannah, I'd like you just to introduce yourself and remind us what you do if you can.
Hi, yeah, I'm Hannah Gagan and I'm Coloplast Head of Government Affairs and Patient Advocacy.
Thank you very much. And how long have you been working with Coloplast for, remind me?
I've been working with Coloplast for 3 years, and I should also say, for relevance, that obviously I have a stoma, and I've had my stoma for about 16 years, and I have an ileostomy.
Fantastic. Fellow Hannah and an ileostomy. We've got to love this. We were talking about this before. Me and Hannah always have conversations around stomas whenever we get together, don't we?
Oh, yeah. It felt like years ago you'd never know anybody with a stoma. And I know we'll get on to chatting about this, but now so many more people like come forward and say that they've got one. So it's amazing to be in a room full of other people when you've got a stoma working at Coloplast. It's a real treat.
It is. It really is. Now, as I said, there's another very special guest joining us today. So we're also joined by Fenella today. So hi, Fenella.
Hi, nice to be here.
Thank you so much for joining us. Now, Fenella works for the LEGO Group. I'm sure you're probably all out there thinking, why on earth have Coloplast got somebody from the LEGO Group on one of their podcasts? Fenella, if you could tell us a little bit about what you do within the LEGO Group, what your role is, and then we can talk a little bit why we've got you on here with us.
So hi, I'm Fenella Charity and I'm the creative lead for LEGO Friends, which is one of the franchises in the LEGO Group. And my job is to work with the design teams to make the LEGO toys and to come up with the new ideas for the future sets.
Fantastic. Now, as I said, we've got the LEGO Friends set there. Some of our listeners may already know, some may not. It's been very recently released, a new LEGO Friends set. Now, Fenella, my brain is absolutely terrible, so I'm hoping you will now prompt me and tell me the name of this new set.
Yes, it's called the Heart Lake City Water Park.
And there is a very, very special character within that water park by the name of Sarah. Now, Sarah actually has a stoma, and her stoma bag is on view, and also her scarring. And I know for Hannah and I and Austin's all out there, this is just so exciting. And I'm struggling to sit still here. I'm almost bouncing on my chair thinking about it. So I've got so many questions to ask you, Fenella, and I know Hannah has as well. But what made the LEGO Group choose to make a character with a stoma? Where did that focus come from?
Yeah, so as part of our design process at the LEGO Group, we are really focused on making our experiences inclusive as we can. And that means, you know, we understand the immense impact that toys have in shaping children's views of the world and the importance of how they see themselves and how they see people around them. So that's already part of our philosophy, if you like, at the LEGO Group. But then within the LEGO Friends team, we work on a theme which is based in the real world. It's a theme based in a place called Heart Lake City, and there are characters in that city who are normal pedestrian civilians of the city. They're a group of friends, and then there are characters that interact with this main group of friends. And we have been on a mission, especially since we relaunched in 2023, to make sure that we're actually representing the world around the kids that we're, you know, talking to when it comes to designing our play experiences. We have a really amazing team of very dedicated designers that are coming up with new ideas for how we can represent different types of people around the world. And we have done lots of different things since we relaunched in 2023 in terms of designing for diversity and inclusion. But we had never done somebody with a stoma bag before. And we wanted to make the set something where this character would have a reason to show their stoma. So we waited for the water park to be the theme that Sarah was launched in. Then she can wear her bathing suit, and this is something that you see just naturally, because it's really important to us that this isn't a innovation in the sense that we're not going to go and shout about this to make sure that, you know, everybody knows we're doing this as a big company. What we want is for this to be discovered by the people it matters the most to, which is amazing, because, you know, just being here today, it shows that it has had an impact. And we want it to speak to those people authentically. We don't want it to feel like we're using that as tokenism or anything. You know, it's important that this whole thing is authentic. And so we had to find a way for Sarah to authentically show off her stoma, and that it would make sense in story for that to be the case. And so if she was in a shop or in a house or a restaurant, the first time we featured her, it might not have been as clear that this was a stoma. So it was really important when the water park came up that we took the opportunity to put her in there. That was because we felt that we want to represent the world, and we want to represent all kinds of people. And we had felt that there was an opportunity to represent people with stoma bags. So that's the first sort of idea that we had.
I remember seeing you guys on the BBC a few years ago, and you had a character with limb difference. And I remember saying to everybody at Colour Plus, I was like, oh my God, do you reckon Lego Group will ever do one with somebody with a stoma? And like a few years later, here you are, and you guys have done it. And it was such a surprise when we saw it. I mean, for me, I mean, when things are obviously changing for people with stomas, like I say, I've had mine for some time, but really, it was super taboo back then, really, to, you know, like accepting your body with a stoma is a huge deal. I don't think you ever think anyone will love you again, or that anyone will find you attractive, or that you'll work, or, you know, all of these things. And because there was nothing really out there as a conversation starter or a reference point. So, and they were finding other people with a stoma was really, really far and few between, again, because nobody really spoke about it. And I think what's lovely also about the timing of what Lego Group have done here is we've now seen quite a few like household celebrities come out and be talking about their stomas. So we've had like Adele and Louise Thompson and others, and we have Molly off the Traitors. And I think then Marks and Spencer's also bringing out their knickers, and it's just been, and now two stories on mainstream television. So it's just a beautiful moment to feel like, as somebody with a stoma, to feel seen and feel represented. And although obviously Lego is like largely for children, you might say, I think what it does for the adults is it also allows that conversation to be had. And I just like, thank you so much for doing it. It's super special. Like, anybody I've mentioned this to has said, this is just so cute.
It really is. And I love that whole idea of inclusion. And I think one of the things that really stuck out for me, and I know it stuck out for Hannah as well, was the fact that it wasn't Sarah being in a hospital bed, having just had her stoma surgery done. Sarah is getting out and about and living her best life. So, yeah, I think there's a lot of this when it comes to not just stomas, but a lot of hidden disabilities, that you spend most of your time in a hospital bed, and that's all that your life is beyond that. So to actually see Sarah out there with her little two-piece on, showing off her stoma bag, showing off her scars, that I think the thing it really looked out for me was empowerment as well, was actually that empowerment of, this is what people actually do. We don't all sit around in a hospital bed and cover ourselves up all the time. We get out there and we enjoy ourselves. And for children, I'm laughing when I say children because it's like big children as well. It's having that visual thing there out. And I think this is probably the first time that any sort of toy has been out there that specifically shows this, that I know we've got a lot of the companies and the charities create toys with stoma bags and things like that. But to actually have a normal thing like the Lego group creating something like that, that's not just specifically stoma orientated, is absolutely amazing. Really, really amazing. Collar Plus Professional offers a lot of educational material for specialist nurses and healthcare professionals. Visit collarplusprofessional.co.uk to find out more. Now, I'm going to touch on something here because I know Hannah, one big child, Hannah, has already got her hands on one of the kits and has been playing with it nonstop. But also, we have had two of our ambassadors have received the sets as well. Now, we're lucky enough, we've actually got some audio here of them both receiving it that we'd like you to have a listen to, Fenella, and see what you think.
What could this be?
It says, happy building.
Okay, so, Lego. Lego friends.
My word! It's my favourite thing, Lego!
No way. Straight away, I can see the little girl there has an ostomy.
Oh my word, I am beyond excited. This is the new Heart Lake City Water Park series that's got the little girl that's got a stoma. And oh my word, when I first saw this release, you will not believe my excitement just to see our condition like recognised and put out there on children's toys.
The fact that ostomates are included in Lego now, that's just brilliant.
As someone who's had a stoma for nearly 4 years, this really does hit home.
So I've searched the box and I found her. Her name's Sarah. There is a little stoma bag and a tummy scar. Now this little bit of plastic here will give children with a stoma a feeling of normality and inclusion. It's just brilliant. Not only that, it's going to help other children understand and accept differences and abilities. I mean, we're not all the same. Kids learn many social skills through play, and Lego friends have absolutely delivered this time.
Representation is so important to me because it gives like children and adults a way to see themselves in the world around them. I just love it. I love it.
If I was a child receiving a gift like this with a stoma like mine, I'd be delighted.
I am just so chuffed with this, and it's just validation that we're recognised now, and I love it. When you include these things within children's toys, and actually Lego is something that all the family can play with, but you're making people feel seen no matter what their circumstances, and for me that is just such a massive win. For kids especially, seeing like their uniqueness celebrated through toys, that can just really help them with growing their confidence, fit, and actually, do you know what, feeling proud of who they are. So whether you've got a stoma, you know somebody else has got a stoma, or whether you're passionate about inclusivity, then just remember that this Lego set is a great reminder that representation really does matter. Well done, Lego. I am chuffed.
Thank you, Lego. I'm quite gobsmacked.
Have we got you still, Fenella, or have we lost you a bit emotionally now?
I did lose it a minute there, honestly, because I think we're so deeply into the work that we're doing, and we do test a lot of our work with kids around the world, and it's really amazing to see them react. But this specific thing with Sarah, seeing the impact that it has on people, it's not something we get to experience that often, and it really makes me so proud of my team. And, you know, I have to say, like, we couldn't have done this without a big team effort. And we also worked with somebody who was an ostomate as well, who is called Tori, and she's very much somebody that was inspiring this character design. And she spoke to us in depth about her experience, her scars, how, you know, what would she take to the water park if she had a locker, what would be inside it, what kind of bikini would she wear, you know, everything about it. We really consulted a lot with her, and that really informed the design team's decisions to be able to make this feel authentic and to speak to what these amazing people are saying on these recordings, that, you know, they're not looking at it and thinking, oh, it's a shame you missed that detail, because that would be like the worst thing. So I'm really so chuffed. Like, this is amazing to hear. And also, they are totally spot on with, you know, actually why we're doing this, which is to start a conversation, whether it's somebody that you know who has stoma, or whether it's your mum or your dad and you're a kid playing with it, or whether it's you yourself. Like, the most important thing is that it starts the conversation. And I know with my own kids, when they see these boxes and they open it, that they ask me about the characters. And I think it gives parents a good reason to explain that everybody's different, and not to be embarrassed by asking questions. Like, I really think we celebrate the inquisitive nature that children have, in like, we want parents to also take those conversations. There's nothing to, you know, be embarrassed about to ask these questions. And so, yeah, it's just amazing to hear them talk about that as well.
Oh, it really is. What are your thoughts then, Hannah? I know we both got a bit emotional there. All of us got a bit emotional listening to those clips there. And how does it feel for yourself, Hannah, obviously still being an ostomate as well? How does that feel to you, listening to other people talking about it?
It is surprisingly emotional. Like, it's odd how when I saw and heard the clip of Steve unboxing his, I kind of had hairs stand up on my arms, because I felt like he was talking on behalf of a lot of us and what it kind of meant. And he said it so eloquently. I think with my, you know, my stoma hat on, with a person with a stoma, like I say, it goes back to the fact that this is like a real moment. Like, you guys are so mainstream and so ingrained in our history and households. And I remember playing with Lego, putting them in the Christmas tree, like, and having the characters like play with each other, like the Christmas tree, you know, all that kind of stuff. To now be an adult and imagine if I had had that character back then, and then maybe I'd had a stoma. Because this is the other thing, is I think what really works for Sarah's character is there'll be people that don't yet have a stoma, and they might have to have one, whether that's through Crohn's and colitis or cancer or trauma. Mm. And one of the things we try and do at Coloplast a lot is we try and reduce the stigma around having a stoma, because fundamentally it's just what everybody needs to do. You need to go to the toilet somehow, right? So, and nobody likes to talk about that stuff. So the more kind of, although it's a serious subject, the more that you can make it a conversation starter and normalize it, I think this only goes and helps kind of what Coloplast is trying to do as well. And I think the other thing that is lovely is what Coloplast and the Lego group kind of have in common of these firsts. Like, Coloplast was created by a nurse who had a need for somebody that, you know, an innovation. And it was a first to have that first disposable stoma bag. And so, and Lego Group having this as a first is really lovely. And for me, I'm just excited to see what you guys do next. I mean, maybe you'll do somebody who uses a catheter. I don't know.
There we go. On the spot there, Fenella. Any more ideas in the pipeline?
Oh, for sure. You know, we see this as a fundamental part of our representation in the real world, that when we design characters, we want to understand how we can be more inclusive and how we can represent a diverse world. And this is something that kids are telling us they want us to do. And it's something that we feel, as the Lego group, we also have a duty to do. So absolutely, this is on the agenda for a very, very long time to come. I mean, we just need to do more of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And another thing I find absolutely bizarre is, I know that, Hannah, you mentioned about the fact that Coloplast were the first with the innovation with the stoma bag, the Lego group the first with this innovation, almost with, you know, making intimate healthcare needs. And it's the fact that they're both from Denmark. There's obviously something within Denmark that pioneers this kind of innovation, inclusivity, diversity. It's just real. And how lovely that we've had this opportunity now to bring two of the biggest companies probably in Denmark together to have conversation around this sort of stigma topic. I think that to me is like a real light bulb moment as well, that we've got two big companies here and we're talking about intimate healthcare needs. How fantastic.
And Hannah, I think, Fenella, when we first saw this, we were like, oh my God. We all went a bit mad at the office. Like, right, we need to get a life-size Sarah in the headquarters. We need to build our building out of Lego, and then we can have Sarah in there, and then we can do all these things. And it kind of like crescendoed. I was like, right, I'm going to dress up in a green swimsuit, and I'm going to get my scar out, and I'm going to go to a water park, and I'm going to hold Sarah. And it was just like this moment of sheer just like joy. Really cool.
It is Lego appealing to all ages, isn't it? And I think everybody has heard of Lego, haven't they? I don't know many people in the world that have not heard of Lego, the Lego group. I don't know many people that haven't heard of it. So to have it in this sort of extensive coverage, so we cannot really thank you guys enough at all. What you've created and what you've done is just absolutely amazing. It really, really is.
Thank you.
I'm going to ask you to put another hat on now, Hannah. I know you've had your patient and your stoma hat on. So change hats over now. And now thinking within your Coloplast role, within that patient advocacy, how does this make you feel regarding that aspect about advocating for our patients and what we do? How does that sit with you with this as well?
I mean, you're kind of just doing our job for us. It's great. Thanks. Like, you're going to put me out of a job. First of all, I'm playing with Nega all day and now I don't have a job. It's great. No, I mean, seriously, it's really interesting. We talk to, part of my job is talking to people in government and politicians and things like that to raise the awareness of what stomas are. And it's really interesting. We've done events in Parliament that have been quite innovative, where we've had people with stomas kind of like run policy documents into Parliament. And we've done some really interesting things. And even now, we still get people kind of, with the language around stoma, are kind of going, oh, so, you know, you've had a stoma fitted, or you make stomas, or a stoma is a thing that's kind of like attached to you. And it's really, really interesting to, this even helps in those conversations to help people understand that this is a surgical procedure that creates a stoma, and then you live with it. And then companies like ours and others make products to help you just basically ignore the fact you've got one, to just crack on with life. And so anything that helps us explain that in a really friendly way is super, super helpful, especially in the non-medical way. Like, because in terms of disability, obviously the social model of disability is the one that I like to talk about rather than the medical one. And I think that anything in that kind of area that helps us have that conversation that way is really, really helpful, because as soon as people understand more about how you come to have a stoma, what a stoma is, then I think people can then also understand what it is that they can do sort of in government or wherever it is to help you live your life to the fullest, whether that's services or access to product or whatever it may be. So it's just really helpful.
That's so great.
It really is, isn't it? And believe it or not, we've actually run out of time now. I can't believe we've run out of time, and there's still, yeah, we've just had so many lovely conversations here, and it's been so lovely to have you both on here. Thank you, Hannah, for again joining me for another podcast. Always love having your point of view from both Coloplast and the Ostomate point of view. So thank you. A massive thank you to you, Fenella, for joining us. And thank you to yourself and the whole of the Lego group for what you've created. You've made so many people so very, very happy and delighted. I cannot tell you.
Thank you so much for having me and for sharing all of your reactions about it. So I'm going to take this directly to my team, and it's really going to motivate them to do even more great stuff.
Absolutely. And whilst this isn't an ad, the Heart Lake City Water Park is now available for purchase in UK stores. So thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time. Thank you for listening. To see more of the wide variety of education we offer, please visit coloplastprofessional.co.uk. See you next time.
Stoma and Continence Conversations is a Vibrant Sound Media production for Coloplast Professional.